Senior Story, Chapter 8, Rewards for the Faithful. The Denver Christian Academy drama team was about to take its first trip out of state.
"Our next show will be a tough one," said Mr. Craig. "Tucson, Arizona has a high poverty rate, and many children sleep on the streets. Most of these kids have never heard about God's love. Many churches are out inviting these kids to our performance and ready to help them after we leave." The 12-hour bus ride was grueling, hot, stuffy, and boring. Mr. Craig helped by inventing crazy games, but the kids were tired and grouchy. Claire was sitting beside Giselle. She had been involved in theater most of her life and liked to remind others of that fact.
"Can't you keep your mouth shut for even 10 minutes? Giselle snapped at Claire. "Quit bragging about your great acting."
She turned toward the window.
"Why didn't I choose dog sitting?" she mumbled to herself. "This stinks."
Mr. Craig intervened.
"I know this is uncomfortable, but when you chose to be on this team, you knew it would be not all fun and games. I told you that at our first meeting. The Bible tells us the Lord rewards those who are faithful. So get your thoughts off yourselves and focus on what you'll say to the kids after the show."
The church hosting the performance was packed with hundreds of kids. After a shower and a good meal, the team was re-energized and ready to go.
"We're here for one reason," Mr. Craig stated. "God loves these kids, and we're going to show them just how much through this show. Give it your best."
As the pastor was welcoming the audience, the team waited on the side of the stage. Giselle gazed out at the crowd.
"Look at all these kids, Anna," she whispered.
"Yeah, way more kids than adults," replied Anna.
"And their clothes."
Many wore clothes just like the kids in the Nicaragua video. Even the expression on their faces were the same, so empty. But this time, Giselle could feel the emptiness and smell the poverty. Sadness overwhelmed her. The behavior of the crowd was distracting. They were noisy and inattentive, but the team stayed focused, and eventually the kids began to listen. After Ben disappeared behind the stage and the thunderous boom sounded, the audience shrieked and the church went dark. When Ben reappeared at the back, a gasp was heard. And by the time he reached the stage, the whole audience was standing and cheering. Giselle met many kids her age that night whose lives were brightened with new hope. Even she herself felt new.
"Mr. Craig!" she shouted, running across the room toward him.
"What's wrong, Giselle?" he asked in a worried tone.
"I have the answer," she yelled,
almost running into him.